Yeah.
Okay. Out of five. Oh, yeah. You're going to need them for the other one. So you're going to need four total.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Julian?
Yes.
Hi, Joanne. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's Wednesday, right? We're halfway there. Julian, it looks like your file was actually just sent over to me to go ahead, and it looks like my mapping coordinator put in a pretty significant rate reduction for your younger company. Before I get into the price, though, did you have any questions at all?
No. I mean, it'll speak for itself, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I mean, have you looked into having your company on Google before?
I have got calls about it before. I can't remember. This is a long time ago. But this is the first time I've been called. But I personally use it. I don't generate any business from a website. So that's not, I don't look up websites. Some people are big on websites, but me personally, I look up company names, for example. I just looked up, it was for reglazing a bathtub. So I don't know, I'm a contractor, but I don't have anybody on my team that reglazes bathtubs because I've never done it before. So I just looked up reglazing a porcelain tub, and like three names popped up on Google. And I called one of them yesterday. Guy didn't answer. I left a message, and then he texted me back today and told me I'm out of town, but you can call this guy.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That guy's gonna be here tomorrow, and he's gonna get paid to redo my bathtub.
Well, you just broke down exactly what we would do for you. I mean, to the T. You know, I mean. So essentially, Julian, that's what we're doing, is we're making sure that when people search for keyword phrases of actual services that you're wanting to be found for, then you would be populating on the first page of Google for those keyword phrases at that moment that somebody is needing your services. So, I mean, it's direct targeted marketing to the cities and zip codes you're wanting to target, as well as the specific services that you're wanting to target. So, we would create you a Google Business Profile. We'd go ahead and get you a sponsored Facebook ad campaign, get you on mobile devices. We do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. I know you said
so
you were...
When you say tracking, fully tracked, so what are you tracking, though? Are you tracking how much business is generated from the use? I mean, what is it that you're tracking? Because the only way that I would be able to tell, and I would keep track of it personally, is I would say, yeah, this is Julian, how you doing? And if they're like, yeah, da, 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 and I'd be like, yeah, where did you get my number from? Just by, you know, I would just ask them, who referred you? Oh, I called from Google. So then I'd be like, okay, all right, good to know. Is it worth it keeping it? Because depending on what it's going to cost and how much business it's generating.
Absolutely. I mean, it only makes sense if it makes dollars, right? I mean, that's really
I know it generates other people money through the use that I use it. So that's why I'm like, that's a good idea to get it.
Absolutely.
But obviously, the cost has to be, you know, be tailored to be able to afford it, obviously.
Yeah, well, and that's the great thing about our services. My mapping coordinator put in that very significant rate reduction. It does reduce the cost about 60%, Julian. So I can actually get you into a reduced rate of just $249 month to month. The first month it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $348, and then $249 there going forward. Now, I mean, I'm sure you can fit that in your budget, right?
I mean, if I would test it, and if it generated the money, then yes. But if it didn't generate the money, then I would just continue the service. Obviously, it would have to immediately start generating jobs to pay for it, to justify it.
Well, okay. So, Julian, here's the thing: is this is a long-term solution for your marketing, right? okay? Like, when you do this, you won't have to do anything else ever again, as far as anything online, right? But it's not something that happens overnight. That's just not how Google works. We have to create you a Google business profile. We need to get you a Facebook business profile. We need to create you the directory listing. That in itself could take like 2 weeks. But here's the thing with us though, Julian, is, unlike like directory listings like Angie or, like Thumbtack or Yelp or any of those, we create this and build this online presence for you. And if you ever, for any reason, decide you don't want to continue with us, that doesn't go away. So whether you're with us for 3 months or 6 years, you're always going to have those impressions, those clicks, those reviews that will be on that Google business profile and remain there. Now your listing might go down, but you'll still have that. Unlike those directory listings where if you cancel with them, you lose all those reviews. You lose all that online presence. That just goes away. So, that never goes away with us, and we build you up. But I've never seen anybody cancel on profit. We ask everybody, Julian, to give it at least 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It's just to get a return on your investment. So in that 2 months, you'll see a return on investment. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. So, you think that's fair to give a shot?
Yeah. I'll try it out.
Okay. All right. Julian, I'm going to go ahead and start setting up the Google business profile. Now, what's your last name?
Flores.
Flores?
Yeah.
Just Flores, right?
S.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
It's too strong. T-U, strong. contracting@gmail.com.
I like that name. I'm assuming that it came from... Okay. I love that. That's great. That's pretty catchy, for sure. So now this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My business number, I'll give you my business number.
Okay.
This is my personal number that you called.
So you would prefer for clients to call your business number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
That way I can shut it off when I get home.
Okay.
They can just make messages.
Okay. what is that number?
520-649-3552.
And so this number directs the calls though to your personal line?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just like another line.
They're both on my. You're gonna need to make that hole bigger. Cut it out with a. You can just cut it out with your blade. Yeah. They're both on my same cell phone, so I have an eSIM and then a regular SIM.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I have my business number and my personal.
Okay, perfect. Got that here. So now, what's going to be the best address for you?
11 East Orange Grove.
Okay. 11 Orange Grove.
Yeah, East Orange Grove.
Uh-huh.
And it's 2323. And then that's Tucson, Arizona, 85704.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming that this is a personal address, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we'll be able to hide this address online. It's pretty common for most contractors to have a personal address, so we'll be able to make sure that doesn't show up, and just kind of a radius there will show up on your Google business profile. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get some basics here about the company, Julian. Anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? When do you want to be taking phone calls?
My hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. 7-6. Okay, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. And then you could put, for plumbing, people do have emergency or electrical plumbing issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put,
emergency calls.
Yeah, like emergency calls, after.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, I think I might have asked, but you do have licensing and insurance, or?
Yeah. So I'm licensed, plumbing, electrical, and commercial contractor.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then, now, do you have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
No, I have a logo.
Okay.
Two logos, so I have Too Strong Plumbing and Too Strong Electrical.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Are those two different businesses, or are they both the same business?
They're the same business, but I just have, like, so what I did was I had different shirts made for my different tradesmen. So we have plumbing shirts, and it's a logo with Too Strong. So the logo is similar, and what it is it's an arm basically, like flexing, holding a wrench, and
okay.
It's in the shape of a T. So
oh,
that's
cool.
The T for, and then it says Too Strong Plumbing, and it's in, like, I'm wearing my plumbing shirt right now, I think. Am I wearing my plumbing shirt or my electrical shirt? I think I'm wearing a plumbing shirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it has piping, it looks like spells out plumbing. And,
oh,
and
okay.
and then also a pipe cutter. A pipe cutter is the P, and then, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
and then the
yeah,
electrical, the arm is holding basically looks like a lightning bolt, and
uh-huh.
It's in the shape of a T. And then we also uh-huh. have our framing and drywall, and the framing and drywall is holding a hammer, and it has the different tools associated to spell out the words. But
okay.
It's all the same business, but it's just for the different trades, because we do ground-up builds.
Yeah. Right, for homes?
We don't just do, yeah, we do everything. So we do design and build. We actually do the construction, the architectural construction documents, permitting, mm-hmm. and then we also do the build as well. That's how my company started. So I actually worked as an architect with my brother's architecture firm, and that's how our company started, was we had clients at our architecture firm that weren't able to get people to do the jobs for the construction documents we designed, and that's kind of how it started, was they were asking for help. My brother said, well, my brother can help you. He can't just draw. He doesn't just draw a design. He can actually build. And that's how it started.
Wow, that's so cool. That's really awesome. So you still work with your brother or not? No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay. But as far as what we're listing you for on Google, though, it's going to be the True Strong Plumbing and Construction, right?
It would be electrical, plumbing, and contracting, which is, we do everything. So, I mean, we literally do everything. We do concrete masonry, framing, drywall, we do plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. We do every single trade.
Okay.
We do it all. I'm painting.
Okay, okay. So you want to have it listed as True Strong Electrical Plumbing and Construction, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could list all trades on there. We do every trade. How to list it, though? Yeah, so, yeah, it would be Too Strong Electrical, Too Strong Plumbing, Too Strong Contracting. Those are the licenses that I have.
Okay.
But the company, my company name is Too Strong Contracting Inc. And
okay.
We do plumbing and electrical. And we specialize, that's what we specialize in, is plumbing and electrical.
Okay.
That's one of our primary focuses. But we do everything.
Okay. Good thing that came up, because I just wanted to know how to get your business listed there. okay, because that makes sense, True Strong Contracting, Inc. You know, it just kind of covers everything anyways. I'll go ahead and put that down. Let's see here. You've never purchased a domain name, have you, for, like, a website?
I did. I did, and I didn't even use it.
Do you still have, like, access to it?
I believe so. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. But it's too strong. It's too strong contracting. I just never set up a website because I've been generating no money off of it.
Okay, well, if you own domain name, we can use that domain name to build out the website. So if you want to go ahead and if you can, just like maybe see if you have login credentials for that, then we can use that. It just, you know, I don't know, it just saves time and, you know, helps you out. So if not, we can absolutely get you another domain name. It's really not a big deal, but... and did you say you had a Facebook business profile? I feel like you said you had one, but I wasn't able to find one.
No, I don't have a Facebook one, though.
Okay, okay, no problem. We'll create one for you. No problem there. Okay, so I have everything else I need here. Julian, let's go ahead and set up your client interview. So your client interview is where you're going to be introduced to your onboarding team. They're going to go ahead and set up the campaign and get everything going. Now, it's pretty early. I can still maybe get you in today. What about, like, 3 to 4? Do you think you might have some time then?
Yeah, that's fine. I got my headphones in. I just work and
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and schedule you right now for that before it gets taken. 1 second. So it'll be from 3 to 4. The whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. And you'll just need information about the company. You know, you won't need to be, like, in front of a computer or anything. So let me go ahead and put that down there. 1 second. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, got you all listed there. Now, Julian, I do have the account all set up and ready to go for your client interview. Is the address, the billing address, it's going to be the 11 East Orange Grove, right? It's the same address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Probably a MasterCard.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Hold on. I got to grab it out of my truck.
Okay. Take your time.
What'd you say? The ground? No, just connect the, yeah, just connect the ground that's on there. No, that one, yeah, that ground, it doesn't have a ground. Yeah, just push it back up. It has no ground. You cut it back. That's fine.
What are you guys doing right now?
It's a ground-up build, a custom home that we designed that we're finished building. So we're just doing, like, finals on it.
Okay.
We had a final inspection and some of the things that the inspector asked. Some extra smoke detectors and insulation over the service entrance piping for the water. Just little small stuff, little checklist stuff that we're doing.
Okay, okay. How long did that take you, this home? Just curious.
This house? To build it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It took longer than it should, but in actual, like, man hours of actually getting this done, it was probably, like, 4 months. So
okay.
The neighbors stopped us in mid-construction when we first started because their neighbors were complaining. And
oh, really?
That caused a big that caused a big debacle and a bunch of issues. And, yeah, so.
Because of the noise?
No, it was because they didn't like the fact that they were building a brand new home in this neighborhood because it's an old neighborhood. No, it's not a HOA, so we knocked the old house down and we're building the new house, and they weren't happy with the way the house looked and where the windows were at, and so they kept giving their input to the neighbors, and unfortunately the homeowners were just very bend over backwards for these neighbors when they shouldn't have, and then it just ended up resulting in they would be like, well, get rid of the windows, they don't want those windows that are facing, you know, their side of the house. I was like, you know, what does it matter? I was like, they're They're almost 10 feet high. You can't see through the windows. It's just so you have, you know, light coming into your room, your bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, just remove them. Okay, we'll remove them. And then we ended up having to put skylights in, and skylights always have leaking issues, which we have had. And so just, yeah, it was a debacle with them. And they were saying it was too close to their property line, so then they had to pay to come and get a survey done. And we found out that the original design on the plot was, it actually wasn't correct, because we were basing it off of the old survey, and the old surveys weren't very accurate. And so they had to end up going to all the neighbors in the neighborhood and asking them to sign off, because they were like 1.5 feet over what would be deemed allowable unless they sign off on it. And once it got done, that took about 3 months, and then they're like, all right, we're ready, you can start again. I was like, well, we're busy, we're working on other jobs now.
Yeah.
So I was like, we can't just stop and then start. Like, we needed to finish your job, we would have been near done.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's been a real headache. Most jobs are like this. Most jobs are a pain in the ass. Most don't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Customers are never happy. Nothing you do, you bend over backwards for your customers, and they're just never happy. They always have something to complain about.
Yeah.
They don't understand what it takes to build things. And
I know. I imagine it's probably worse now, too. You know, with just inflation and like the cost of like materials and stuff like that.
Oh, it's
like,
terrible. You know. And nobody wants to pay. Everybody wants everything done cheap.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that not only the price of the materials are high, but your operational costs are high as well. Fuel, trucks, like everything. So like everything costs more. It's not just the material. So my tools cost more. My trucks cost more. My fuel costs more. Like my insurance costs more. Everything costs more. My personal bills cost more. Which means I have to make more money, which means I have to charge more. And people just don't understand. Especially Arizona's a really bad market, because we don't have unions here. So we don't have unions here. I mean, they have them, but they're a joke. We don't have union laws in Arizona that are like very protective.
Okay.
So it doesn't really help. Because when you're a tradesman in that industry, it's not keeping your wages inflated. So everybody's expecting to pay really cheap for, they just look at it like a labor job. And like, no, there's labor involved, but this is a technical job.
Yeah.
This is a technical job. This isn't easy. You're not dumb. People don't do this work. Like, you try to build a gabled roof and do all these measurements and see if you can do it. You wouldn't be able to do it. You know what I mean? Like, we use more math on a day-to-day basis than anybody does.
Yeah, no,
so,
I have
that. You know, they don't really understand the technical aspects that go into the trade job. There's labor jobs. There's jobs that are just labor. You know, anybody can really do it, but. When you're dealing with electrical, when you're dealing with plumbing, with HVAC, and carpentry, those are technical trades, man. These people just don't have appreciation for it. I got guys that would have been electricians for almost 20 years, and they'll cap out at $25 an hour at any electrical company. They will cap out at $25 an hour.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not.
No way. Really?
I kid you not. I'm serious. So one of my guys that works with me that got the electrical license in his name as a qualified party, he's been an electrician for almost 20 years now, and he was making, it's the biggest electrical company here in Tucson called Cornerstone, and they were paying him $25 an hour, and he's a journeyman, he's got his journeyman license, he went to school for 4 years for electrical, and that's what he made $25 an hour.
What the? Oh my God, that's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, electrical, electricity, doing high voltage work, commercial work, like, yeah, it's insane. It's insane how much.
Wow.
Just don't understand.
Man, in California, electricians here make, like, I'm pretty sure, like, journeymen make at least $50 an hour. at least.
Oh, yeah, they have to, because it's expensive as shit out there, too.
Yeah.
But the cost of living, like, out here, the cost of living to compared to what they pay tradesmen, it's very low. It's very, very low. Like, you would have to have two incomes to have a house here. If you were a tradesman, you couldn't just, like, have a wife and kids, and she stays home with the kids. She would have to work. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it without it. So, it's because, I mean, here, I mean, like, just a medium income home is going to cost you close to $400,000. So that means your mortgage payment is going to be about 20-something hundred bucks plus your utility. You're making $25 an hour. I mean, that eats up two of your paychecks.
Yeah, totally.
So you only got 2 weeks. Yeah, so.
Oh, God. How do people survive now?
So you have to have multiple sources of income. You know, if you got a girl, you gotta have roommates or.
Yeah.
You can't.
Tripwire.
It's a four time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good side hustle for electricians.
And that's what most electricians do, most electricians and tradesmen. So what they do is they work for a company, so they have that guaranteed money, and then what they do is they do side jobs to make up for that money. And they're like, all right, you know, I do a couple side jobs a month, you know, maybe I make $1,000. And you need to do that to get by.
Yeah. Yeah, my neighbor is an electrician, and she has, like, her whole room is, like, just filled with, like, wire that they let her bring home so she could strip it and sell it, you know? Like, I think that's a pretty cool side hustle, you know? Like, just, it's cool to have that.
You guys have whatchamacallit out there, though. You guys have unions and stuff. Washington State, I was hearing that they're paying guys that are, they're journeymen over there, they're paying them like $50 to $60 an hour.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost positive that's what they pay them here, too. That's pretty typical.
And that's a big difference in pay. So, like, if you were living there and working, I mean, I know it's expensive. I heard a median income home in California, depending where you're at, it's like $700,000 plus up to $1 million, you know, depending where you live.
Yeah.
People move down here. Yeah, they move down here and they're like, oh man, I can buy a $500,000, you know, $600,000 house and still have a couple hundred grand left over after I sold my house in California.
Yeah, I know.
Out here for a $500,000 home, you have a really nice home.
Yeah, I mean, my sister's trying to buy a home right now and all she has is $650,000 and she can't find anything. There's like nothing.
In California?
Literally.
Yeah.
She can't find anything. She most likely will have to buy an apartment. Like, that's what she'll have to buy.
Yeah.
And actual apartments. Like, you can buy, like, an apartment for, like, you know, $400,000 or $500,000. You know, like, a two-bedroom apartment. You know?
Tell your sister to move to Arizona. Tell her if she has one. Tell her to sell her. Move here. She won't even have a mortgage payment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's crazy, but she just has, like, such a great support system out here, so, you know, that's kind of priceless, you know, when you have kids.
They kill our market out here, so, like, they'll come out here to Arizona, people from California and back east, and they will bid the shit out of these houses, because to them, they're like, this is cheap, and I want it. And they'll bid really high on the houses out here, so what it does is it inflates the property value. Mm-hmm. And local people struggle to get homes out here because of that. Because a lot of people move here from out of state. Yeah, that's a big issue out here in Arizona.
It's a big issue here too, like in a lot of places, like because of Airbnb too. So, I mean, even like in places like Joshua Tree, you know, there's like nowhere to live. No one lives there. You know, like they all have to like go like hours away and drive there to work because all the houses there are Airbnb.
Because they're making so much money off of it, huh?
Yeah, they make quite a bit of money from, you know, because it's just such a tourist location, you know?
Joshua Tree. Okay.
I love Joshua Tree. I think it's beautiful.
I've never heard of it. Yeah, I've never heard of it. This sounds like a restaurant or something.
Well, like, you guys don't have Joshua Trees in Arizona? I would imagine you do. They're just like these trees that, like, grow together. Like, they're like desert trees. Like
they are?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll see. I don't know. That's something I haven't really heard. Oh, here you go. Palo Verde, mesquites, and palm trees. That's what we got out here.
Yeah, we have quite a few of those too. Those palm trees that aren't real, that don't grow here. I don't know where they come from, but they don't grow here. So, all right.
Okay, I have. Let me see. I was supposed to give you my card number.
Oh yeah, I got that here. I'm ready for you then.
5474-1519-6398-1839.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 1127. The code is 930.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now here, Julian, is I'm going to read a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So I'm going to go ahead and update and process that payment for the $348. This is the $249 with the $99 setup fee. So now I'm going to start the voice verification. So Julian, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Too Strong Contracting, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Julian Flores, CEO.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Julian, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, part of being actively involved in your campaign is I am sending over an email to you right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you could go ahead and please reply to that email before your client interview. It's just going to be super helpful in speeding up the process for your Google business profile. It's just asking for some pictures. If you don't have the pictures, whatever you can reply with is completely fine. Just send them whatever you can so we can go ahead and get
pictures.
That. Okay, perfect. So yeah, it's like if you have a business card, a picture of a business card, or you know your license and insurance, just stuff like that, so we can get you verified.
Okay. Now,
to Julian, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you have any question about who's calling, just ask them for the answer to your security question, and they'll have to give the answer you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City I was born.
Okay, what was that?
Tucson.
Okay, great. Julian, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Julian, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of February 7th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is the $249 with the $99 setup fee. So the $249 is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 7th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement, Julian, at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, but please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. Again, this does not mean you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It's just a verbal agreement to get the most added benefit from your position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. We're almost done here, Julian. Just so you know, too, the customer support line, it has been texted and emailed to you a couple of times. I suggest it's best to save it in your phone. When they call you today for your onboarding call, they will be calling from that number as well. So it's just the 877-635-6225. So that's always going to be your account management team's number that they'll call from. Now, I just need one last thing from you. Hold on one second. So I'm going to send you a link right now just by itself. It's already been texted to you, but I know you've gotten a couple of text messages, so I'll send this by itself. One second. Let me know when it comes through. It's just going to say My Local Splash, and it'll have your phone number.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now, Julian, if you could do me a favor and go ahead and open this up. And if you don't have me on speakerphone, you know, go ahead and put me on speakerphone. Just, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
It's pulling up right now.
Okay.
I agree to receive SMS as I leave this. I certify that as well as sign your credit card.
Yeah, so this is just everything we discussed in writing. So just everything included, the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submissions, the website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So you can take your time, look that over. Once you're done, if you could just click on those two boxes and then type your name in the orange box and press confirm signature and let me know. And if you have any questions, let me know as well.
Signature does not match, it says. Exactly.
Oh, did I?
Oh, you spelled my name wrong.
Okay, what did I spell wrong?
It's J-U-L-I-E-N.
I-E-N, okay. Let me resend it. One second. One second here. Sorry about that. I'm definitely a not great speller.
well, most people spell that name like that, but mine's different.
Here, one second. Okay. Just resent it to you correctly.
Elijah, you done? You're terrible electrician. You take forever. Eat lunch. It's hard to get all of them. Username, password it's asking for.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Julian. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. You can bookmark that page, but it'll be emailed and texted to you as well. So don't worry about that. Now, other than that, just to recap just a little bit, if you could reply to that email, your client interview today will be between 4 and 5, and they will call you from the 877 number. And then I just want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all or anything else, Julian?
No.
Okay.
You said, I think
okay.
About 2 weeks before I'll see the information on Google?
Correct. Yeah, about 7 to 14 days.
And then, so it's okay. Going to be based on keywords like plumbing, electrical, so on and so forth, right?
Correct. 15 keyword phrases, just as long as they're services you offer. But you're not married to them,
okay.
So you can always change them if you decide you want to boost more of one thing or the other.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, Julian. Well, look out for that phone call and have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.